Back in Parshas Yisro, the Torah describes the days and the weeks leading up to Kabbalah Satorah. Atem re'isim asher sisi l'mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael that you saw what I had done to Mitzrayim, ve'aseh eschem al kanfei nesharim, I lifted you upon the wings of eagles, ve'avi eschem elai, I brought you to me at Har Sinai eventually for Kabbalah Satorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael that they witnessed Hashem's wonders in Mitzrayim. And from there they have proceeded to lift, to be lifted upon the wings of eagles. And this began the ascent, the 49-day ascent to Kabbalah Satorah. And this was the cleansing process from Tumas Mitzrayim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose an eagle of all birds to raise and fly Bnei Yisrael? Chazal in several places teach us that Klai Yisrael is compared to a Yonah. Perhaps a Yonah would have been more appropriate to lift Bnei Yisrael as an image of what we stood for, as a symbol of Bnei Yisrael. What is the relevance of the Kanfei Nesharim during the Gullus, rather the Geula from Egypt? The Emes points out that the Nesher has all four Simoni Tumah of a bird. There are four different indicators that a bird is not kosher. Some birds have one, others have two, and yet others have three, simon. The nesher has all four disqualifying features, all four simoni tumah. And by placing Bnei Yisrael on the eagle's wings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Am Yisrael a vital lesson. A vital lesson that although we were incredibly immersed in the tumah of Mitzrayim and the filth of Egypt, with his great chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated us above all tumah. Flying atop an eagle's wings symbolizes the ascent of Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted Bnei Yisrael above the darkest of places in the world. Flying eagle, the flying eagle with Bnei Yisrael riding above captures this image that we're above all tumah, even the most tumah, shabba tumah, the four tumah, simani tumah of the bird. This elevation, the escape from tumah, was an incredible chesed from above. At that time in history, there was no other way to break free. A God-simulated exit was the only possible way to freedom. But after Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satorah, the Torah itself became the catalyst to elevate man from filth and grime. There are numerous similes in Mashalim of the Torah, and each one carries its own lesson and its own message. One such simile is that of honey. The Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Yutes tells us, "Umisukim mitvash v'nofes tufim," that it's sweeter than honey. And the simple understanding and the simple explanation is that Torah is sweeter. Torah is tastier. Torah is more enjoyable than honey. In his introduction to Likutei Halachos and Hilchos Karbanos, the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan, has an unbelievable explanation relating Torah to Dvash. Oftentimes, wings, legs, parts of the bee get stuck in the honey. And Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rosh Paskin and Halacha that the honey is mutter nonetheless. Even though bees are ha'aser to eat, the rationale is that honey has a unique quality, a unique ability that it transforms anything that gets stuck inside, even that which is aser. The honey absorbs all sorts of foreign objects. It envelops those objects and it metamorphoses them into honey itself. So too explains the Chafetz Chaim that Torah has the ability to transform and metamorphose even the most foreign and the most distant people. Even those who are so far from the Torah, so far from mitzvahs, can be brought closer through learning and keeping the Torah. A person can be on the lowest level of tumah, and yet, by engaging in Limud HaTorah, his life her life can be completely reversed. The same lesson, the same message emerges from the two other similes of the Torah. Water and fire. Chazal compared Torah to water from the pasuk Yefutzim Ayinosecha Chutzah, that the wellspring spreads out, it disperses. That's a reference to Torah and water. Torah is also compared to fire. Kodivara Ke'esh Nu'usam Hashem. That Torah's, Hashem's words are compared to fire. In what way is the Torah compared to fire? In what way is the Torah compared to water? The Sifri and the Parsh Eik of the Medrash explains that just as water has the ability to be metaher one who is Tameh, by immersing in the mikvah, so too Torah has the ability to be metaher a person who's averos, who has averos and mitzvos raos, by immersing in the Torah. In essence, the Torah's comparison to water is identical to that of honey. Both have the ability to transform a davar iser into a davar heter, a davar tumah into a davar tahar. Perhaps one might bemoan the fact that he is so distant from the Torah, that he's so distant from Yiddishkeit, and such a person can comprehend how the mikvah can cleanse a person from external tumas, and the Torah can cleanse from external tumas. But people like himself, who have been so distant and for so long absorbed in a world of immorality and corruption, will not have the same turnaround through Limud HaTorah. His Averos and Midas Ra'os are so deeply embedded in his neshama that the waters of the Torah cannot penetrate the depths of evil and corruption. For this reason, the Torah is compared to Eish as well. While water has the ability to cleanse that which is on the surface, Eish has the ability to purge that which is within, deep within. The Sfarim HaKadoshim point out that the same parallel exists with regards to cleaning treif kelim. If treif was used in a utensil in cold water, then it suffices to wash it off with water, just run water. But if the treif was used with heat, then the fire is necessary to purge the treif itself. So too, the Torah serves as aish to remove even the deepest treif that may be entrenched in the soul. We should all be zocha this Shavuos to make a complete turnaround. By way of drinking the waters of the Torah, tasting the sweetness of the Torah, and feeling the warmth of its fire. And be lifted upon Kanfei Nesharim to Yushalayim with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash from the hair of Yameinu. Amen, v'yamein, a good Yom Tov and a good Shabbos.